don't put anything in. You say, I like straight, it straight, or I like it. Have you ever heard another expression besides straight?
No, I agree with that.
Have you ever heard barefooted?
No, I don't use coffee.
Oh, okay, all right. Never well, all right. Well, let's talk about something else then. About eating strawberries and putting milk on strawberries. You say some people like their strawberries with
straight or without sugar.
And some people like it with
sugar.
Okay. And if he wasn't running away from you, you'd say he was coming
toward you.
And you went over, you came home and you told somebody, you hadn't seen somebody for a long time, you say, guess who I ran
into?
Sure. And if they gave, let's say your brother gave his son your name, you'd say, they named the child?
John Junior.
Yeah. Right? What would they say, name the child for me or after me, probably?
Well, yeah, the Berry, I guess.
Which one?
I say different people would vary.
Yeah, what would you say, though? That's all I'm
Well, I've been in the habit named his son after me.
Okay.
Would that be correct?
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Correctness has nothing to do with it. What's correct is what you use. That's what's correct. Now, if you have two dogs, or you had a dog, and there was another dog out there, and you wanted your dog to get after that dog, you might tell your dog,
we holler sick 'em.
Okay. And that dog, if the dog was of a mixed breed, you'd say that dog was wasn't a pedigree, you know, you'd say it was a
little boy was telling what his dog was, said he was half hound and the third shepherd. Said a little bit, said the other part of him was dog.
Well, what would you be likely to call a dog that was...
He's a mongrel if he's all mixed up.
All right. And how about a noisy little yapping dog?
I don't know much. I haven't had a dog for a good many years. When boys grew up, I kept a dog.
If he had a little dog, they'd say, oh, he was just a little...
Fast.
Okay. And then you'd say we had to bring the boy in and wash his arm off and might have to take him to the doctor because he was...
He was bitten.
All right. That I saw the dog.
Bite it.
How about the expression dog bit? Did you ever use that? He was dog bit?
Yeah. His dog bit in August and he may take hydrophobia.
Yeah, okay. And now the you're talking about the animals you had on your farm. The things that give milk are?
We call them milk cows.
All right. And the male would be called?
We call them bulls.
Now, did they always use the term bull, or would they use something else in the presence of women?
They'd say male.
Okay. And things that...
For a long time, I never did use bull before lady. But then they got to use it, and I thought I can do it.
When was that about? How long ago would you guess?
Well, of course, now with different people be different, but... I didn't use bull before a woman. Well, it's been 30 years ago, I guess.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now, up until about World War II.
Yes.
Now, what did you ever use anything other than male?
Yes. You know, as boys talking, we'd say that, what become of your bull, you know, something that way. But before ladies, we'd say, your male case down on my farm, but which would be using bull just as good as using male?
Sure, why not? Of course it is. Sure it is. But it's interesting that people have these, you know, they have these different ways of doing it. Now, the animals that you used to plow with were?
Well, they were horses and mules, you know, we plowed with.